Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Well, we're going to have another video on our union with Christ. We still have probably a couple more at least. And so we want to jump right back in. But first, of course, we want to share with you, number one, we do these videos so everyone can hear something that will help them to, well, just very simply allow God to become a part of your life. I know the things we're talking about today are more of a position that we have in Christ, a foundation for the reason why we're able to see ourselves just like God does. But so much of the material that we share is to help you each and every day look for God's grace. You say, what do you mean God's grace? Well, God's influence upon your life. We want God to be able to come off the pages of the scriptures and get into your life. Now, you may think that's what God does all the time, but you see, we hinder him by whether or not we acknowledge him or not. You know, over in Psalm 78, it said the children of Israel limited the Holy One of Israel, for they did not remember the things that he had done for them. Now think, if that's true, then how much more should that be true today? God's living in us. He's not living in a box and someone does a sacrifice of a lamb and that covers the sin of the people. He's once and for all removed all our sin, but he lives within us. So you see, so much of our experiences with God are going to come from within us. So number one, we want God to become real and tangible in your life. Number two, we want you to get answers to your prayers. And do you know, this is a really hot topic right here because we don't see many people having answers to their prayers. Now, when people are just newly saved and they haven't been to religious places that are going to teach them to be indoctrinated into just scripture alone, they have all kinds of results, testimonies. But the moment you get people over the edge with scripture to where now it becomes the sole source of your connection with God, instead of what helps to facilitate a wonderful and great connection with him. In other words, facilitating something that's more tangible. We could say it another way. The love letters are being used for you to want to spend more time with the person. And the more time you have with the individual, the more tangibility there is, the more you have to share with other people what your relationship means and how it's actually affected or influenced your life. So number three, we do these videos so that you'll be able to tell stories. Today, some of the great stories I have, you may think a little bit, maybe this isn't a great story, but I'm going to just share with you that there were at least two or three people just recently. Well, actually, there's quite a few. But just even today, a few people that shared with me how much Adventures in Grace has helped them to not only look within and find themselves, but to look for God's influence on a daily basis and become more mindful of him in their lives. And as a result, all three of them shared that their whole perspective of God and Christianity has changed in a very positive way, where they haven't forsaken the wonderful teachings that they've known or that they're learning, but now they're beginning to learn how to incorporate the tangible presence of God as a person into their lives and how much that's changed everything because they're experiencing grace stories. In fact, one just shared with me, I have so many stories, I can't tell them all. Well, actually, we want to encourage you, jhmi@jimhockaday.com is our email. You can find it on our website, which is jimhockaday.com. Go there and share these stories with everyone and with us, that we might share these testimonies constantly, because the more you hear from other people, the more they stretch your thinking and imagination as to how they and their relationship see God and how God works with them, then we all become well-rounded together by having the ability to experience God in ways we probably never would have thought of. So we're so thankful for you to be with us. And I want you to join in with me in Matthew and chapter 11, verse 27 to 30, which are the scriptures in the Message Bible that we use for this show, Adventures in Grace, where it says, now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Man, this almost sounds like a reprieve. In other words, you're doing what you're doing, but let's just take a moment, a getaway. Let's just take a few seconds to get with Jesus. And the more you get with him, the more you want to be with him until you start to learn how to interact between two worlds. Your flesh is living in this world, your spirit is living in the spiritual world, and your mind has learned to toggle between the two worlds, giving attention to spiritual things and giving attention to earthly things. And is it possible to do both at the same time? Well, this is exactly what Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 13. He that hath ascended is first he that hath descended, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Notice he said the Son of Man who is in heaven. Well, when he was saying it, he was on the earth. So what he was really saying is my body is walking on this planet. My spirit is living out of heaven with my Father, and the two worlds have come together and aligned together where heaven is conquering earth while I'm still in an earthly body. I hope you get that. Maybe it could have been said in a different way. But the purpose of it is, if you'll allow heaven's world to infiltrate your heart, your mind, and your body, I'm telling you, things will change down here and you'll experience what people call miracles, signs, and wonders. And that's where we're headed, folks. I mean, this last wonderful revival that is coming, this awakening that's taking place, just like in the world, so many people are waking up to the evil that's in the world, and so many of these people that behind the scenes have been controlling us like little pawns, not caring if people live or die, and doing things dastardly that you would never think possible. And more of this revelation is going to come out about what's really happening in the world today. Well, while that revelation comes out, revelation from the Spirit of God, these things that we're sharing with you about you experiencing God, that's going to come to the forefront. If you know what, I'd be more than happy if 1,000 of you, if it didn't come to the forefront and 1,000 of you said, Jim, you were wrong. I'd be more than happy to get on here and say, you know what, I was wrong. It's not the first time, but I was wrong, but I'm not wrong. It's what we're sharing here is going to come to the forefront where people are going to come right back to Jesus as the sole source of their thoughts, will, and emotion, their feelings, their heart, their faith. And we're going to see an explosion of signs and wonders and miracles. Is it because God's going to give us more power and he's going to do something that he hasn't done in any generation? Absolutely not. It's going to be because people are waking up to the wonderful reality of God. And the more people wake up to it, the more reality of heaven you'll see, the more glory of the Lord will be dispersed upon the face of the earth, and the more this wonderful revival will touch people's hearts. I'm telling you, darkness, as dark as it is not powerful. Darkness, in Webster's dictionary, is due to a want of light, which means darkness is really absence. It's nothing. So when light comes, there's no power in darkness. When light comes, it dispels darkness. And the more we allow God to be real, I'm telling you, the more that the light will shine. So why is sharing a testimony about people saying, Jim, you know, your program's really helping us? Remember, everything, I don't want to say it this way, but I don't mind because I'm secure enough, but everything is a yin and yang. And no, I'm not Buddhist. I'm not New Age. Everything is the tree of the knowledge of good and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, back and forth. Meaning very simply this, if I'm acknowledging something to be a help, what I've done is I've actually turned my back on something else that wasn't a help. And every time your face goes towards God, there is a reaction from heaven of his glory, his anointing, and his revelation. Oh, glory. Amen. 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 If we could just stop for a moment and just thank him and praise him, for he is so good. Someone's thorax right now is being healed in the name of Jesus. Down into the esophagus. Glory to God. Someone's sternum right here where there's pain and there's that acid reflux. It's being healed right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. I'm telling you, there are capillaries and blood vessels that are being expanded where the blood can flow freely, and the hindrance is leaving you right now in the wonderful, precious name of Jesus. Nerve endings are coming alive right now in hands and in feet. We just saw a guy even this weekend. Glory to God. I mean, he had all kinds of screws and plates put in his back, and his healing was going well, but he was still struggling to get down on the floor to be able to get up. And I mean, he got down on the floor, got up, got down, got up, got down, got up. He was experiencing God's wonderful healing and victory, and then even sensation started coming back to his legs. Praise the Lord. It was so wonderful to see. God's just wanting to touch people and heal them and set them free. Can anybody say amen to that? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to turn my light down just a little bit here, but I want to come on over again. I'm going to read something I read before, Colossians 3. In fact, I'm actually going to go to the Message Bible and read that little passage real quickly here, Colossians 3, and just the first three verses in the Message Bible. I really like what it says, and then I'll give you some other translations. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Well, that seems right. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. You know, it's very interesting when you teach people to drive. That's one of the hardest things to get a young driver to do. And even we have to remind ourselves to do it, even if we've been driving for a long time. And that is to cast your gaze on the horizon or far out from where you're driving. It's really easy to get stuck looking at the turns and trying to match up. But if you'll actually cast your gaze out a little further, your turn will be perfect. It might seem a little scary, but if you'll see the bigger picture, you'll drive more accurately. And look at what this is telling us. People got their eyes stuck on the road, and man, they can't see what's up in front of them. And a lot of crashes are happening spiritually. So it goes on to say, look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. You know, everything is about perspective. If your perspective changes to the perspective of God, I'm telling you, tangibility will meet you. It goes on to say in verse 3-4, your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. All right, Colossians 3, verse 1 in the NAB translation says, since you have been raised up in company with Christ, set your heart on what pertains to higher realms where Christ is seated at God's right hand. And then Barclay translation is really great. If then you have been raised to life with Christ, your heart must be set on the great realities of that heavenly sphere. You mean the things of heaven that I can't see, that right now maybe I can't feel, and I'm not hearing them like I'd like to hear them? Do you mean that that doesn't mean that they're not real? No, that whole realm is more real than this one. That world, the materiality of spirit, created the materiality of this earthly world. I'm telling you, the power and the reality of God is so much greater. Anyone that's ever had a vision and seen things in heaven, I'm telling you, they'll describe things with so much greater detail. And they usually end up saying, my words can't give you the detail. The vividness of the color, the structures, the clarity. It's all so real in heaven. And you are a spirit being and you've been raised up to sit there. This is one of the things we're wanting you to see is, man, start to think like you actually see. Start to talk like you actually feel. I was talking with someone today, real sweet lady, and I know the power of God went into her body to heal her of Crohn's disease. And we were just walking through some things on how to avoid the idea that a present tense symptom would derail her from her healing. And I said to her, I said, today you are an actress and you're going to get paid $10 million tomorrow, but you've got to act like you're the healedest person in the world. I mean, I'm not asking you to think about your body. You're walking around humming. You're walking around singing a song. You know, we used to sing, I am healed, I am whole, from the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. Whatever you need to do, I mean, you are healed. So today, you are practicing what? You're practicing being an actress, acting out this healing. And as we were talking, I asked her about all that pain in her chest from all the, for the indigestion. She said, actually, it's disappearing as we're speaking. Oh, if we can just get this, the tangibility of God is so much more real. You don't have to just hope and pray and hold on for months and months and months trying to say the right thing and do the right thing and try to think the right way. I mean, God immediately is at work the moment you turn your face toward Him. And we're going to keep on drilling this thought into us until people just start sparking with healings and miracles, signs and wonders constantly. Thank God it's even working right now. Well, in Colossians 3, oh, I didn't finish that. Talking about the great realities of that heavenly sphere where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, your constant concern must be with the heavenly realities, not with worldly trivialities. And I'm telling you, as much as it may be difficult for your mind to grab a hold of this, anything and everything that you could go through this life that has pain attached to it, suffering and sorrow, things that aren't acting or being the right way as they should, these are worldly trivialities. They have nothing to do with heavenly realities. That's why we're turning our attention toward the Lord. Colossians 3:3 says, your old sinful self is dead. Johnson translation said, in a sense, you have already passed away and your life is already firmly united with Christ in God. Barclay says, for you died to this world and now you have entered with Christ into the secret life of God. I like this. Way's translation said, you have died to the things of the earth and your real life now has been hidden by its union with Messiah in the being of God. I like that so much because I think back to the day, it was Robin Williams who was in this movie called Flubber, and it was like this big gelatin substance and he was in the middle of that. Now think about if there was a huge jello and you went right into the middle of it. Right into the middle of that jello. And everything you did was inside of that substance. Well, I'm telling you, every single thing we do in life, if we'll become mindful of that wonderful heavenly substance, you'll begin to experience the reality of the anointing or the presence of the Lord, the more conscious you become of it. This is why we're teaching this, not so that you know some things and can share and debate. It's so that you can experience some things for yourself. We're going to go on down now here to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Oh, such great verses here that talk about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I know this is one of our favorite verses. But I like it in Barclay translation. It says, his old life is gone forever. A new life has come into being. Can you let that be absolute? You say, what do you mean? Can you let that be so absolute that from this moment, we all just cut ourselves off from the way that we used to think and the life that we know to be so? And can we open our hearts like a window being open to a fresh breeze? And can we just say, Lord, bring it on. I'm willing to experience this brand new life. Lombok translation said, a new man has been created. Well, that's all the time we've got. We're going to come back there in a few moments. But you know, I don't mind taking a little bit of time with some of these amazing scriptures that opens our heart and our mind to the realities of heaven. You know, you can go to our YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace. Get people to come and subscribe, not because I want to brag that we have this many or that many people listening. Actually, I think there's maybe around 500 or 600 people. And you know, according to YouTube channels, I mean, they're up into the hundreds of thousands. And so, no, I'm nowhere even close. So it's certainly not something I'm looking forward to bragging about. I just want people to get a hold of this because we're getting more and more testimonies all the time as to why the things that we're sharing are helping. And I, for one, know that this is what the Lord wanted me to do, and I'm experiencing it too. You can go to Jim Hockaday Facebook page, the Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page, and follow us. But for sure, again, let me reiterate, go to jhmi@jimhockaday.com, which is our email, and let us know your story. Until next time, we'll see you again.